individuals who would harm me. In other words, the existence of God is neither knowable nor relevant. Now let us recognize that I can make God exist simply by defining the word God as being something that I have already proven exists, such as the laws of nature. I can define God as being reality or as the laws of nature, in which case I've already proven to myself that He exists. But again, my resources are limited, so what would I accomplish by this semantic exercise? How would it enhance my life to define God in that way in order to prove that He exists? I could say that I will get in tune with God by better understanding nature. But why say it? What is the importance of trying to squeeze God into the picture in the first place? Understand that I am not trying to squeeze Him out, merely acknowledging that I am dealing with what I know to be the truth and making no special attempt to introduce additional elements beyond those into the picture, unless they are shown to have a particular relevance to my own life. Those who say that an acceptance of God's existence would lead me to accept a certain code of conduct that is God's will are certainly talking about something relevant. But what they are saying is that I should accept their interpretations of what God wills and turn my decisions over to them to be made as to what my code of conduct should be. Their only claim is an unsupported one, that they understand God better than I do, which of course may be true. But there are 3 billion people in this world, and any one of them may understand God better than I do. Which one of all those who will tell me He does should I accept, because they can't agree among themselves? But even that doesn't change the essential nature of the question, which is, what are the consequences to me of accepting the particular code of conduct that this individual says God wants, and what are the consequences of rejecting it? And that can be demonstrated by the results I receive, no matter what the ultimate source of the code. So whether or not the code came from God, it will still have either good consequences or bad consequences, which can be determined. So the code can be judged on its own merits without having to determine whether or not it was God's decree that this code should exist. There is no ultimate arbiter of truth but one's own mind, and the standard is, will this bring me good consequences in my life? Any attempt to make someone or something else the ultimate judge is simply chasing your own tail, because it is your mind that will have to choose who the judge will be. And if your mind can make that kind of a decision, then why should it delegate any part of the question of what God is and who He is and what His nature is? For example, the Bible is said to be the authoritative word of God. But who determined that it was? Who made the decision? Certainly one cannot say that the Bible itself says that it is the word of God. You might as well accept my claim that I am Napoleon on the strength of my own assertion, because the principle is exactly the same. Again, the question comes out, well, if one does have to have faith in something in life that he can't see, why is it this particular thing that I have to have faith in? The mere fact that I cannot prove everything for myself and that I must accept certain unknowns is no reason why I have to accept this particular one that you're laying in front of me. Why can't I choose what it will be that I will blindly accept in life without having the proof of it, if it is so important to have faith? There is the assertion that the Bible's authority was proven at the time of its writing. But all the evidence we have of that is the verbal proof that has passed through millions of hands since then. A truth so important cannot depend upon anything so imperfect as human beings to be the communication links. At least by my standards, that would have to be pure speculation, pure hearsay evidence. Now, none of this is meant to indicate that the Bible has no value. A book does not have to be the final authoritative word of God and proven to be such in order to have any value. I am not God either. But you came here thinking that there might be some value in hearing what I say. You read hundreds of books in your life, and many of them can help you considerably. There may be many things in the Bible that match reality. But it is not that they are reality because they are in the Bible, but rather they are demonstrated to be true because they match up with reality. All assertions in the Bible will have to be proven by their consistency with reality, just as with any other source of ideas, this course, any book, any person.